meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. He used is our guest tonight. Bert McCracken is here along with Brandon Steinekert.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
And then we're going to rotate Jeff and Quinn in here, also from the U's, because we got four people in the band and we're doing the two and two thing. But good to see you guys again. We saw these guys at the calendar signing, which was out in I don't know where and I'm not sure when, but these guys played. And we were behind them. But they sounded good.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, it's you get mostly the bass line when you're behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you miss the nuance stuff, but it seems like only yesterday we were sitting behind a young band called System of a Down at one of those K-Rock signings.
That wasn't that long ago.
It was about three or four years ago.
That's right.
They'll be in here a little bit later in the week along with Sum 41. And the Used is going to be at the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas, which is coming up December 7th. That's kind of nice, right?
Yeah, man.
That's gonna be awesome.
Now, you guys are from Utah, right?
Yep.
So, now, you didn't grow up around the Acoustic Christmas out here or
no.
K-Rock or any of that crap, so it's no big deal for you, right?
Well, we've heard it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
So somebody told them it was a big deal.
Well, someone told them to say it was a big deal, but it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, the list, I don't know if you've ever gone back and looked at some of the bands that have played that over the last, I don't know what this is, the 9th, 10th? Well, it probably says it on here. 13th. Holy.
Wow.
That's a
I remember the first one.
Drew, you were there?
Hell yeah.
You were you're playing the hollowed out fish for Kajagoogoo?
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
The zither.
Yeah, the crazy flock of seagull hair. That's right. You're pretty high. Yeah. The Used has got himself a new album out, and it's called The Used, and we're going to hear something off of that in this first hour, and then we'll hear another song off it in the second hour. What do you want to do? You want to? I think maybe we should hear a Used song. So, they're a new band, and we can let everyone who's not familiar with them get familiar with them.
Yeah, hold on, I'm cleaning it up.
Oh, ooh. Anderson is cleaning up some of the.
How long do you need?
Some of the music.
2 minutes. All right.
2 minutes? That's not too bad.
So hold tape, Anderson.
Drew was referring. I was with Drew in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I did a little Crank Yanker. It's a puppet show I do on Comedy Central. We did a little Crank Yanker recording. Drew was excellent.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Yeah. he's a horrible actor, but he was excellent.
We even invoked Anderson. The spirit of Anderson.
Yeah, brought Anderson's name up a couple times.
You're going to be on Crank Yankers, Anderson.
We'll tell you all about it.
We don't tell too much in case we need to do it again.
All right. What are you guys doing after, beside the Acoustic Christmas? You got a tour coming up?
Yeah, we're just finishing up with Boxcar Racer and H2O right now. About four more days left on the tour, and then December's just radio shows. But we're doing a headlining tour in January.
And if you want to get information on that, you can check out www.theused.net, and that'll have, like, all your tour dates and all that stuff on there.
It's a national tour or international tour?
First half is just west, and then second half's east. We're going to Europe in between.
Wow.
You ready there, Anderson, or you want to take a call?
I'll take a call.
All right, we'll take one call, and then we'll hear a Used song. Jim?
Hi, how are you?
You're 19?
Yes.
Good. What's up?
Just Dr. Drew?
Yeah?
Was your publishing company going to release any excerpts from Utter Hell soon or no?
It's HarperCollins, and I think they will.
What? Yes.
Okay.
Huh?
This new book I'm writing.
Oh. Huh? You have a publishing company?
Well, it's not my company. It's HarperCollins is publishing this book.
Right.
The company that's publishing the
book. Right, the man that gives you your stipend to write and dance for them, right, man?
I've been dancing, too.
All right.
Nice.
So you got a book coming out, Drew?
Yeah.
When?
Hopefully in April.
All right.
I think April.
All right. Hey, Jim?
Hey, Adam, just one other question. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What do you care about Drew's book for?
I've been waiting for it to come out for a while now.
Really? You're a shill for the company, right? They told you to call, right?
I'm calling from HarperCollins, isn't it?
Right. Calling all nerds.
Wouldn't be surprised your name was HarperCollins.
Uh-huh. All right, what's up there, Jim?
Well, I was just wondering, you say you didn't really do that well in high school, you didn't go to college, mm-hmm. but you make all these historical and literary allusions.
Yeah.
I was wondering where you read all this.
Jim, did you ever see The Rain Man?
I did, yeah.
That's sort of how Adam's brain works.
No. I was a horrible student. I never learned anything, and I never went to college. But I did. You know what? I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I watch the History Channel.
No, it's more than that. You seem to have a desire to fill in the gaps. You're seeking the information. You're not just happening by it. You're seeking it. You're
yeah, no, but I don't. I just. I, that's why I watch the History Channel and I listen to talk radio.
But I think it's a little more than just I'm a passive recipient. You have a sense that there's some pieces missing and you need it to fill in your understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have any education, so I had to work on it a little bit. But I mean, I didn't read any books or anything. When you watch 13 hours of television a day, you're bound to learn something eventually. And then when I was a carpenter, I would just listen to talk radio. And that'd be 8-9 hours of just listening to old guys talking about stuff I didn't know.
I don't know how you got a word like, can't remember the word now. What's the word for detective?
Gumshoe? Well, Drew, you should have known that.
I never heard of that.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, you're 17. You're on with the used. Oh, how are we doing there, Anderson? We ready to go? All right. Hey, Mike?
Well, let me ask this. This is a perfect.
All right, go ahead.
I saw you guys with H2O and the Boston Racer in New York City on the 1st or something. I just want to say, great show.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
And what were your influences before you guys got together, and how did you guys get together?
We've all been playing in different bands for a long time in the same local scene, and we kind of just hooked up because we knew each other for a long time. And the whole band listens to different stuff. We're all into very different things. I think that the influence comes more from experiences than from other musicians and stuff. But we're all into, like, so much different stuff that it works out really
good.
Yeah,
a little bit of everything. All right. The bass is covered.
I like Fugazi and a lot of hardcore stuff and Brandon.
I like Rancid, Social Distortion, a lot of punk rock.
So we're all into lots of different types of music.
I just have one more question for you, Brandon. Did it hurt to get your eye pierced, like, in the middle?
Yeah, it did. It was really slow, and it was different. When they clamped it, that was the worst part, though.
Yeah?
Because they have to clamp the skin, and then they stretch it out, like, so much farther than you can imagine it can be stretched. And
really?
That was the most interesting
part.
What
is that piercing called?
It's called an Earl, or a bridge.
Earl. It's pretty deep. Yeah. I mean, it's down.
They make it look like it's through the bone. I didn't think there was that much skin there, but they make it work, so it was interesting.
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like you can never take it out now because of the pain
it
took to put it in, right?
Exactly. So it's there for life, for sure.
Right. It's like if you drag some piece of junk across the desert, you would have to put it in your house.
I'm just thinking,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Of the pain.
I'm just thinking about a nursing home 6 years from now.
He'll put a more tasteful barbell through there when he's
something
in
with
his
some
80s.
Spikes or
yeah,
you know.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
We're done with you.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks,
hey,
Mike.
Pebble Beach.
Man, that wild.
Where's that up north?
Northern California. Yeah.
Is it in a town or is Pebble Beach a town?
I think it's a town.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
It is.
All right.
But Syria, think about the fact that he went to New York to see a concert. He's 17. He lives in Pebble Beach.
Didn't he say he's
son
in
of
New
a
York?
Bitch?
Yeah.
Did you go to New York?
Yeah, I was in New York for C&J.
How come? What, your dad makes money?
No, actually, because I'm in high school, and my school had a station, so we went out there for a little week.
Oh, wow, you're lucky, man.
C&J?
Yeah.
What's
and
C&J?
Actually, Jeff, you got
country music
water
genre.
On me.
No.
That's a
what is
C&J?
It's like college. Yeah, college.
Something about college radio.
College Music Journal.
Yeah, but didn't your parents still have to buy plane tickets and stuff?
Actually, it was the school that paid for it.
Right.
Nice. All right, but wait a minute. Is it a private school?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Your parents pay $70,000 a year, and then they spring for some tickets.
So technically.
All right. Pretty boy. These guys with the spoons in their mouths. You know
that was
a
good show, though, at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
I'll tell you where I went when I was in junior high. You know my field trip, Drew? Where?
The
Laurie seasoning plant in Eagle Rock.
I thought it was the reprocessing plant.
Seasoning plant.
Yeah.
What is that?
What's that all about?
Yeah, Laurie's makes seasoning. They make taco seasoning and like
seasoning.
Paprika and other powdered seasonings.
Yeah.
And the plant is about 3 miles down the street in a crappier part of the valley than my school was in. And there's where we went. Oh, man, is that exciting.
Very exciting.
When you're 12. You'd have no idea the allure of taco seasoning to a 12-year-old. And when you leave with that little packet, that little sample packet of taco seasoning, I'll tell you, that's when I knew I wanted to get into seasoning. I almost dropped out of school to start seasoning right then. I would spend weekends seasoning people's meats and ground beef.
1,800 of you piling the buses to go do this?
No.
Did they need to pastime that fiercely? Did such trouble getting you guys sort of corralled and occupied?
I went on like two field trips. I went to a McDonald's.
For a field trip.
Yeah, by the way, that's not a field trip. You just go there. Yeah.
That's where you stop on the field trip, like on your way to the taco season.
Right.
You swing by McDonald's.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing about the McDonald's field trips, you got to go behind the counter, which is exactly the same, except there's a fry cooker, but it's like, hey, don't get near that. Like, here's a freezer, there's a fry cooker.
Be fair.
There's a disenfranchised teen with the bad skin. All right. Back in the van, we're going to the seasoning plant.
It led to a lengthy period of employment for you there.
I did end up with McDonald's working there. But
all right.
McDonald's, Laurie's seasoning plant, and the L.A. Zoo. I think those were the three big field trips. And I talked to these kids on this show, and they're like, oh, I went to space camp. And then we went to Europe, and I want to strangle everyone, Drew. Going to New York City.
Time for a song.
All right, let's hear one from the U's. This one is called The Taste of Ink.
Is it worth the candy we? Fire.
applause.
Oh, yeah. Off of the used. CD is out as we speak. And like I said, if you want to find out any information about the band, you just go to www.theused.net and then find out all the tour dates and all that good stuff. Leslie?
Yeah, what's going on?
You're 15?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I want to say, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
You helped me through a lot of negative times.
Great.
Thanks a lot, man. I have a question for the Used, actually.
Cool.
Here they are.
I saw you guys on the 19th.
Where at?
You were in Seattle. Yeah, Seattle.
At the Palladium.
I just want to know, there's a third song in your guys' set, We Broke the Stage.
Yeah. That was the song they just played, The Taste of Ink.
What was your guys' reaction to that?
I thought it was awesome.
It was rad.
You like that?
I told everyone to break the floor, and 5 seconds later, the floor was broken.
Really?
And then we had to stop our show.
And they stopped us, like, fourth song into the set, and they had to push the barrier back, like, 30 feet, and it was crazy.
Yeah,
those kids were going nuts.
The floor is, like, on this hydraulic system, and one of the sections just fell, like, in, I guess, because they were all jumping around like crazy.
Wasn't that the Paramount?
Yeah, it's Paramount.
Sorry, I said the Palladium. Paramount.
Then another thing. Are you guys going to come back to the Paramount, do you think, or back to Seattle?
Yeah, but we're playing at, I don't remember the venue. In January, though, with Taking Back Sunny and the Blood Brothers and New Transit Direction. We'll be headlining.
Blood Brothers.
Is it like an all-ages thing? Cause,
yeah, of course.
This one's 15. Hey, Leslie?
Yeah.
All right. Go see him, right?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Hey, thank you.
Good times.
Bye. Good times. Let's talk to Mark, who's 18. Mark?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, my question is, this is kind of for both of you guys. The other day, about 3 days ago, I had anal sex with my girlfriend. And then 2 days ago, I was masturbating, and like this brown crap came out. You know, it was sperm, but it just had like a brown tint to it. I don't know.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was blood. Blood will go brown.
It was blood.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the anal sex. That's what you're trying to equate.
Yeah, and it could. And also, another question is, the last few years.
Did it clear? Like, you know when you turn the spigot on and out in the garage, hasn't been turned on in a while, and the rust comes out first, and then it clears up?
Yeah.
Is it like that, or is the blood?
Probably pretty much throughout.
Throughout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And also, I got another question. I don't know if this has to do with the problem, but...
Hold on a second, Mark. Drew just said blood was coming out of your penis.
Went right past that.
You ready to hop to question two, or do you want to discuss the blood from the penis?
He said it was blood. I don't know if it was blood or not. I mean, I also had a car wreck about a week ago.
All right, but it's all brown in your semen is usually blood.
Okay.
All right, so forget about it being, like, stool that you packed in, like, some sort of cannon fodder.
You can't have poo semen?
Okay. You can't have that.
Why not? Why couldn't you?
Because that's not the way your urethra works.
Why not?
It just doesn't.
There's no way possible for your poo to seep into your...
Nah. But if you took a straw and jammed it into some peanut butter, and then you blew on the end of the straw, wouldn't some peanut butter come out?
Yeah, but that's a rigid tube. It's tough to get stuff into a soft
I'm not trying to make an example. I'm asking. I want to know about the
peanut butter. Come flying out.
Okay. That's all I'm asking. You're substituting peanut butter for dookie and the straw for the urethra?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was sick.
No, that is gross. What are you doing?
That's not what
I was asking.
What kind of show are you guys?
But I have no idea.
You want to ask any questions about any food flying out of any other hollow object?
Yeah,
no.
You can get fistulas from the rectum to other, you know, the bladder and the seminal area, but not your age. Not
next caller, please.
So, Mark, what was the other question?
the other question is, like, the last few years, I've just been observing, and, like, my balls are just continue to grow. I mean, they're just huge.
Oh, yeah. We got a representative here.
Congratulations, man.
They're growing. They're,
is it boner?
descending.
No. He's just a bogus call.
Yeah,
it's your boner is all the way.
Your boner is growing.
I wasn't even listening to him, frankly, but it's just the idea Paul's going to be like them descending.
How big are they, Mark?
I mean, it's just like, I mean, not
cantaloupe.
The size of a fist, like, you know, both the whole set combined is about the size of, like, you know, a little bit smaller than my fist. And I was just wondering, maybe, would that have a play, you know, a role to play in this whole situation or what?
No, I mean, are they symmetrical? Maybe for real.
I
Did you say bones or balls?
Look, he's getting to be 18. His testicles should be growing.
Oh, and they're, said bones.
And they're descending. That's the bigger thing. They're descending.
Who said they're descending?
That he's interpreting that as enlarging.
I don't know. It would be bogus, except for he's too scattered in a way.
Too flat.
Mark?
Yeah.
Bogus call or not?
No bogus.
I don't know why I ask. You know,
are you testing?
Like, all right.
Most of our callers do come clean.
I know, but it's like a cop going, "Did you murder your wife?" No, I didn't. All right, get out of here. Maybe, okay. Go.
Maybe he's just got big, growing, poopy balls.
Well, I need to know they're symmetrical because it can be tumors and stuff. There. Right. Hey, Mark, are they the same size each? They about the same configuration?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, there's no abnormal.
All right, you're getting. You're 18. They're supposed to grow until about 21.
Okay.
All right.
Isn't one supposed to be bigger than the other one? Or at least hang lower?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Well, what about the blood in the cum?
That is a common thing. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's worth having that looked into just to be sure you had a car accident and stuff. So it needs to have that checked out.
All right. You got a question here about someone who's buying their nails. I don't want to talk to them. I do see someone who went to the Lowry seasoning plant, too.
Oh, where? No way. Where?
Yeah.
Talk to them. My God.
It's my brethren. Ariane?
Yeah.
You went to the godforsaken Lowry seasoning plant on a field trip?
Oh, my God, did I ever.
In Eagle Rock?
Yes.
By the L.A. River?
Yeah.
By the way, could there be a less attractive part of town, by the way, than that, the industrial area next to the L.A. River in 1975?
Yes. Yes. Because I grew up partly in El Monte.
Oh boy. Well, it was a step up from Monty, though, wasn't it?
No, I didn't go from there. I actually went to Overland Elementary, which is right down in West L.A.
Hey, did they give you a free packet?
Yes, they did.
Of that taco was my seasoning? Question, what the hell are you supposed to do with a packet of taco seasoning when you're 12?
Did they try and feed you tacos while you were there?
No.
Oh, wow. he would be happy. Oh,
they've upgraded it now.
They gave you tacos?
No, they tried to feed it to us, but our class teachers wouldn't let us have them.
Oh, there would have been a riot if the North Hollywood High kids weren't allowed
to. We had to go to McDonald's just like Adam.
Oh, no, we took the tour of McDonald's. I don't think we got to eat there.
Oh, you didn't? We actually had to stop there. They wouldn't let us feed
it. This must have been some sort of future employment thing for me. Someone was probably thinking, look, you're either going to end up at McDonald's or the seasoning plant.
Get used
possibly
to it.
Possibly the zoo. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything worse than seeing all those seasonings flying down that conveyor belt.
It's place smells. There's nothing to it. You might as well just go to a cement plant. You know, it's just conveyor belts with dust on it. Oh, I'm going to sue.
Where I went to grammar school.
I'm suing Lowry's, I'm suing the L.A. Unified School District, and I'm suing my parents.
You know, when grammar school, where I went is right up the street here when it was the Helms Bakery.
Yeah.
It was a huge bakery up the street here.
You're pointing the exact opposite direction.
Where I'm all twisted around.
All right, the Used is our guest. It's our guest tonight. Bert and Brandon are both here. The Used is the name of the CD as well. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll come back. We'll take more questions after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Hey, Anderson, can we give me a longer mic cord? Yeah? No, that's the same distance, I think. Bert and Brandon are both here from The Used.
Hey.
The Used is the name of the CD. It is out as we speak, and they're going to be at the Acoustic Christmas on the 7th of December, and then doing a tour, national and international tour after that sometime, starting in January.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get back to phones and speak to Kevin, who's 13. Kevin?
Hey.
Hey.
Kevin.
What's up?
I'm just thinking about, running away to L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? What's going on at home?
I really don't like my family too much.
Why? What's up?
They're just a bunch of retards.
Well, tell me more. Anybody hitting you or smacking you?
No, nothing like that. I just, they're kind of weird.
Tell them, what does that mean?
They're not abusive or anything. They just kind of
Are we piecing one together, Anderson? That's great. All right, hold on.
Keep going, God. I'm listening. What is it that's weird?
I just want to get out of here.
You want to get out of there, or you want to get away from your family? It's two different things.
Both.
You know, the Osbournes are weird, but Jack doesn't particularly want to run away, right? So what do you mean by weird? What does that mean?
I don't know. Just,
All right, Kevin. Look, if you can't answer any questions, we really can't help. We can't understand what's going on. It's shorter.
It's a much better one.
Anderson just gave me the exact same length of my cord. Hey, can we got a coupler?
The two?
We got a coupler we could do it up. All right. We'll get it next break there, buddy. I don't
worry about it.
Yep.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Ooh, that is longer. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Drew, explain. Yeah. I like to recline.
Yeah. You know that, Anderson. Oh, Kevin hung up. Yeah, right. I figured he was...
It was just bogus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Anderson. Got a longer cord. Now I can lean back and really enjoy the show. Nola?
You have to push a button there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, let me lean forward again. Anderson, we got to get an extension on the call box here.
It was a long stick, you know.
Yeah. And tomorrow, eventually, can we get a cord that'll make it to my house?
I thought you already had that.
Nola?
Yeah.
Yeah, good evening.
You're 20. What's up?
Hi.
What's up?
I had a question, a drug-related question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Might be able to answer it.
All right.
I was partying with some friends the other night, and we were smoking some weed. I don't smoke weed that often. I've done it for a number of years, but, I mean, I've never seen anything like this happen. My friend, we'd taken maybe 6 or 7 hits, and my friend who smoked a lot too, he all of a sudden starts swaying, and his eyes are open, and he's in this trance-like state. He's not responding to anyone, and he falls over.
Yeah.
And it was really weird. He'd had maybe 1 beer and some cigarettes beforehand.
How long was he unconscious for?
This went on for about 2 or 3 minutes. He responded, he said, yeah, a couple of times, and then went out of it again. We laid him on the ground. And
you take him to the hospital?
I sat him up, gave him some water.
Why didn't you take him to the hospital?
They were high. They were freaked out, right?
Actually, I stayed pretty calm. I kept telling myself, no one's ever OD'd on weed. This is weird, and I knew it wasn't laced or anything.
Well, let's say he wasn't smoking pot. Let's say he just started doing that without any exposure to substances. Wouldn't you take him to the hospital?
Well, I gave him some water first to see if after that I would...
Answer my question. Would you take somebody to hospital who suddenly became unconscious?
Not me.
Not me.
That was the thing.
All right, you hang with the wrong
person.
As a guy, you start torturing the guy. That's a free shot at the quarterback. You understand? Guy passed out. It's time to start duct taping him and get the marks a lot out.
I believe he's taken enough of a substance to put himself unconscious, but this is somebody's
The thing is, he wasn't unconscious. His eyes were...
Nola, look, okay, you made a grave error not taking him to the hospital because we could have documented what was going on, and it can be cardiac problems, it can be neurologic disease, it can be a lot of things can do this. This probably was a seizure.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely. And it needs to be evaluated by a neurologist as quickly as possible. It's a pretty serious symptom.
Okay.
It'd be better if the drugs did it,
It will be better if the drugs done it. Pot is known to lower the seizure threshold and cause seizure, but the problem is, why is he getting this? Does he have something else that's sort of coming to the surface because of the pot? And it's the kind of seizure you're talking about. It's called a partial complex seizure, where they're sort of repetitive actions, but they're disconnected from the sensorium. They're not connected to reality. And then it passes.
Was it good pot?
Huh?
Was it good pot?
I don't know. It wasn't anything special. It wasn't chronic or anything. Just normal.
Chronic.
It was really weird.
All right. Well, the guy's a lightweight. Maybe he has a brain tumor.
Hizzle for shizzle, dizzle.
That's right. All right, Nola.
Yeah.
Tell him to talk to a doctor, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, good times. Let's talk to John, who's 31. John?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I had an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sweet.
And I'm trying to get my recorder to work, sorry.
I see.
Anyway,
Today, Junior!
What?
Yeah, you're trying to record the call?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, but anyway,
it's not going to be that entertaining.
Okay. I had an affair.
I'm trying to take the pressure off you so we can just move ahead.
No problem, brother.
Okay.
Okay, my wife now wants me to give her permission to have an affair.
How long ago did this happen?
The affair?
Yeah.
It was about 9 months ago, and it lasted about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And we separated and everything.
You and your wife. And does she just want to have a one-night stand with a guy, or does she want to have a six-month relationship?
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She hasn't explained the parameters? Like,
She says that she met this guy who...
There we go.
He's going to treat her better than I am.
All right, so she wants to end the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, well, hold on. Drew. Drew's not your wife, you understand, but we're speculating that she wants to...
Woody's got a nice ass. No, I'm teasing.
No, forget it.
It's all right.
No.
Bye. Yes. So, Drew, does it always have to be bogus? You make a wise crack like that?
No, it doesn't. But it's, you really want to talk to the guy that would be cracking wise about something as serious as his marriage and... goofing and hey, forget it.
It's weird. All I am is a pain in the ass all day and crack wise all day, but yet I can't stand it when other people do it.
Is that even you wouldn't do it? You have like boundaries of, you know, range of propriety, you know. You know, I mean, you'll keep it on track.
Yeah,
this is like getting off track. This I'll talk to him, but yeah. Here's the deal. His wife has found another guy. And she's angry with him, wants to have another relationship. This marriage is a disaster. If you want to commit yourself to the marriage, God knows if you have kids, this needs treatment.
Nah, it's bogus anyway.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah?
That's how I sleep at night, by the way. It's like chick calls in, says I was molested by my father since the time I was four. I'm like, bogus. That's what I think when a guy calls in and says he has cancer. I just fall asleep at night thinking, that was bogus, that cancer.
All those fake callers.
That molested cancer call, that AIDS molested cancer call, that was bogus. It was bogus. And I just fall asleep with a big bogus smile on my face. That gets me through, Drew.
That's very strange.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Bogus! What's your question?
Kind of thinking in advance. If you're ever doing, like exchanging a massage with a girlfriend and use oil...
Exchange.
Will oil...
That's how guys think about massages, by the way.
Yeah.
Exchange for sex.
Will oil on your hands affect the condoms? Because it always says in the instructions, don't use with petroleum jelly products or...
Yeah, this is bogus. Any petroleum-based stuff will ruin the condoms.
But what kind of oil are you using?
I mean, you can get massage, just simple almond-based oil or peanut-based oil at Body Time or something.
But that's
like that.
Not petroleum.
But I'm wondering whether or not other oils have any effect on condoms.
I think it's only the petroleum, right?
Right.
How does that affect the condom?
Can just weaken them, dissolve them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but over the course of some time, right? I mean, if one got some oil on the condom and then used it within 20 minutes or something. Well, I mean, I know you don't know, but...
I know. I think it really weakens them is the issue.
So it's not like it leaks. It's like it breaks.
It breaks, yeah.
So you sort of jeopardize the integrity of the condom.
Yep.
But then you would know it if it didn't work.
Yep.
So it wouldn't be like, I got some petroleum-based oil on my condom, I used it, and now I'm not sure if she's pregnant.
I think that's correct.
It would just weaken it to the point where it bursts or something. But condoms never burst on impact, though, do they? I mean, they don't seem to break at the point of ecstasy. Like, that's what I'd like. You know what I'd like?
Like to pop it?
Yeah.
Blast popping it, not breaking.
I would like a novelty condom that was like the equivalent of breakaway furniture or something, so I look like a stud.
Party poppers.
You know, like a piece of furniture I put my hand through and impress a woman, or a piece of, like a glass bottle. Go ahead, break it over my head. But this be a condom just went pow, like a shotgun at the end.
It has to be like the thermometers in a cartoon that grit to the top and poof. Right?
No. I'm looking for one big shotgun blast.
Okay, yeah.
Just like, I got the condom on. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, here we go. And then I pull it out. It's like...
How about ones that if, you know...
And there's like pieces of stuff flying everywhere.
Like the poppers for New Year's.
That's going to hurt somebody.
You pull a string and the tip explodes.
That's right. 4th of July.
And New Year's condoms.
Yeah, and then the end...
Oh, yes.
The end is all shredded like a cartoon and it's smoked up. It's like blackened and it looks like the crown. Just blown up. And then I'm real casual. Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. As a matter of fact, the neighbors complained because they thought a gun went off in here. They called the cops once. All right, let's take a little break. The Used is here. Bert and Brandon are both here. Jeff and Quinn are going to be coming in. And a little rotation thing soon enough, but for now, it's the new used, and then we'll get into the used after that. Everybody, it's Loveline. Bert and Brandon are here from the used, and it's refreshing to see a guy who's under 60 named Bert. I like that.
Under 60.
Well, there's not a lot of guys named Bert. Young guys named Bert.
It's Bert with an E, which makes it's older, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you'd think with everyone growing up with Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
There might be a few more kids named Bert and or Ernie, but no one will do it.
Avoid that, yeah.
Well, my full name's Robert, but...
Oh, you just... Bert. So the Bert is Bert's the end of the Robert.
Bertrand or something.
Yeah. Okay, so you're really... I mean, you're not a Bert in the sense that your parents didn't name you...
My parents still don't call me Bert, but it's stuck pretty well.
Right. Now, how old are you?
20.
Yeah, so nobody in 1982?
Yeah, 82.
Jesus Christ. I was just on my third tour of the seasoning plant in 82. I can't believe 20. But so Drew proves my point, which no one would name their kid Bert in 1982.
Right, you made that point.
Yeah, or Elmo or Big Bird or any of the other
Oscar.
Sesame Street Gremlin. Names. Yeah, all those names never...
Any puppet names.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Like,
in fact, let's resurrect this.
What I'm saying is like, when someone gets popular, like, there's probably a bunch of young chicks named Britney now because of Britney Spears, and it always seems to work that way. But didn't work that way at Sesame Street.
No.
Hmm. I wanted my folks to call me Speed Racer, actually. Steven?
Hello?
You're our Dr. Quest. Steven, you're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've had a problem. I've, like, been biting my nails since, like, a little bit before first grade. And it's gotten to where it's, like, really bad. It's, like, an eighth of an inch of skin over, not, like, on top of it.
Wow, it's gross. Did you pull your hair or anything like that?
No, it's the only thing. It's just biting my nails. And, it, like, every once in a while it hurts. But, I mean, it's really ugly looking and everything.
Dip your fingers in gasoline.
Yeah.
Is that a bad idea?
You know, my stepsister used to have this, like, nail polish that was clear that tastes awful for people that bit their nails. So she'd go to do it, and it just tastes horrible. And
that is one of the ways to do it, sort of get a behavioral sort of approach to this. And one of the ways is to paint your nails with something awful tasting.
That's what my parents
Well, they
do.
Make, like, a special one, though, for people. Like, it was supposed to taste like crap. It wasn't
I used to bite the skin on the side of the fingers, and it just got gnarly. And my parents used to put, like, rubbing alcohol or, like... something gross on the tips of my fingers, and I stopped biting.
Nothing else? Do you have no hair pulling or anything like that?
No.
Funny thoughts, rituals?
No.
Hand washing?
Mm-mm. But where would I get that? Like a drugstore?
No, you might talk to a dermatologist, talk to your doctor. They should be able to come up with something. And then...
You need gas at the gas station.
Man, how's your mood doing?
I'm fine, yeah.
No anxiety, no mood problems.
Mm-mm.
Sounds a little depressed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'd like to open? I'd like to open, like, the loser's pharmacy. Like, here's a place you can come in judgment-free. You know, we got crab combs, we got crab shampoo, we got Ipecac in here.
Herpes
medicine. Stuff for, you know, balding guys, Viagra.
Diapers for adults.
This is like, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's called Shame On.
Shame on drugs. There's nothing worse than you buying some personal item that says, oh, you got herpes or you got crabs or you got something, and you got guy behind you with some medicine, some Beano or something. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting his eyeglasses repaired or something, and you're there with something disgusting. Wouldn't this be good?
Yeah.
Because there's enough stuff.
Condoms and things and lubricants.
And there's
vaginal cream.
Oh, there's all those penile pumps.
In fact, we can have a male section and a female section, right?
Yes. like
Shame more. Shame more stores.
Yeah, it's like...
Or shameless.
Shameless.
Right.
Shameless.
No judgment. Like, we only hire pharmacists who have herpes.
Yeah.
And are bald and who crap in a diaper. And there's just zero judgment going on in there. And any guy's behind you in line, so what? You run into some guy you went to high school with. Yeah. You know, he's got a thing of diapers and the herpes cream and a crab comb. He's not telling anybody he saw you there.
You could sell porn there, too.
Yes. Yes.
The weird kind, though, that, you know.
Yeah, the German stump stuff.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, like crazy porn.
Yeah.
Bestiality and like all the weird freaky stuff.
Yeah. This is great. And you know what I could even sell? I could sell, like, the Guilty Pleasure CDs there, too, the ones you didn't want to admit. Like, you could go pick up a Hanson CD there as an adult or the Best of the Bee Gees or something.
You're alone now.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, who is this? This is, what's her name? Tiffany, yeah. This is me singing I Think We're Alone Now with Tiffany. Yeah, you pick up a Tiffany CD, a crab comb, and some herpes medication there. And all the lubes.
I'm saying lubes and vaginal creams.
And it could be a good place to score, too, because, you know, when you saw a chick in there, she's kind of damaged goods.
Yeah, yeah.
Self-esteem, not what it could be. Easy prey.
Diarrhea medicine.
All of it.
There you go.
It's really, here's the thing about it. It's really most of the pharmacy. There's just a few legitimate items that screw up everybody.
Well, it's the purchase. Part that's difficult. We're gonna make that easy.
That's right. Yeah. Shame on.
Shameless.
Shameless. Shameless.
Shameless.
Shameless.
Drugs.
Shameless drugs.
Somebody's on it right now.
Shameless,
you know that.
For drugs.
And you know when we saw like the guy in his 20s trying to get the Rohypnol or the sleeping, you know, the heavy duty sleeping stuff. No judgment there. The pharmaceutical quaaludes. No judgment. You know, the guy's clearly strung out on Vicodin or something. He's walking without a limp. He's in his 20s. He looks like he's in great shape. He's buying the chub pack of Vicodin. No looking askance at the guy. No judgment. I like this place, Drew. I'll get this place off the ground. Drew, with your name. You know what I'm saying?
A little picture of Drew and Shameless.
Yeah. I think all the people that go without because they just don't want to deal with that. Thanks, Drew. That's a great idea. David?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have a girlfriend. We've been going out for about 3 weeks so far. She's Christian, and I'm not. And it kind of sounds like right now she might want to break up with me. She's been telling me that she wants me to go to church with her and get baptized and stuff.
She's Christian?
Yeah.
And you're, what are you?
I'm a Jew. Nothing really.
Are you considering this?
Well, my family's Lutheran, but...
Hold on now. Are you considering doing what she's asking you to do?
I don't really mind going to church with her and all. I mean, just because you go doesn't mean you have to believe into it.
My suspicion here is this is how a male's mind works. Is she super attractive to you?
She is really, really good.
Okay, whatever she wants. Right. This is how a guy works.
I did that. I went to church for a girl. And we were raised in the craziest religious part of the world, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah. Utah, right?
Yeah, that's how... And we're in most of the girls. We're in Mormon... are. Central, like Utah County, is like 45 minutes south of Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the most amount of Mormons anywhere.
Were you guys raised Mormon?
Yeah, yeah. We both were, actually. The two other guys weren't. But...
And you're not Mormon now, right?
No.
And David?
Are you a Mormon?
No, he's Lutheran? Are you Lutheran? Well,
my family's Lutheran, but we haven't gone to church forever.
You're nothing?
Nothing really.
All right. Maybe we say you're atheist or agnostic.
I don't really know much anything about the religious terms of it, but
all right.
I just don't really get
it. All right, listen, you're not anything, so you can be like a religious chameleon who tries to get laid, right?
Pretty much.
That's his plan.
We're going to have books on how to do this at the Shameless drugstore.
That's a great idea.
How to convert to get laid. How to feign certain religions in order to get in some girls' pants.
Feign piety.
That's fine, yeah. David, just go to the church. What do you care?
I don't know. I don't care about going to church, but she wants me to get baptized.
Then do that too.
Just do it.
Yeah, you don't care.
What does it take for you to get baptized? We have to
put dunk you.
No, right? I mean,
but it's going to be awfully, sort of a shaming to have stood up in front of God and everybody, even if you don't believe in God.
All right.
And,
All right. Hey, David, she'll break up with you if you don't do this?
I think so.
Try not to burn in hell.
You just don't maintain some boundaries. I mean, it's bizarre that she would continue to. What's next? You know, what other hoop is she going to have him go through? Yeah. It makes me worry that she's not quite
beard and wear robes
and graduate
quite
high school
into him as he is to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, David.
Yeah.
She's not worried about losing you,
right?
I don't think so.
All right.
She should worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you should worry that she's not worried about it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just we kind of contrast each other. And
all right, well, then break up.
You should tell her to worship Satan with you or you'll dump her.
That's right. Or you'll turn your minions against her.
Yeah.
Do your bidding. That was always my rap. Don't make me turn my bidding minions against you. Oh, yes.
How many bidding minions do you have?
I have one buddy named Ryan, one named Chris.
And then Dave.
Dave, and they'll urinate on your car
on
if
anything.
You park it out front of my house.
Yeah.
Let's take a little break. The Use is here. We're going to do a little swap. Brandon and Bert are both here, and we'll swap them out for Jeff and Quinn.
See you later.
We'll hear something else from The Used all after this.
Cool.
Buddy Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Used is in the studio tonight. Sum 41 will be in here on tomorrow night's show, and then System of a Down will be here on Tuesday night. Bert and Brandon have slipped out to sign some autographs, and Jeff and Quinn are in the studio as we speak. Nice
Hello.
To meet you guys.
Hi, guys. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for waiting around.
It's fine. It's
really
fun.
It's okay with you?
Yeah, good catering.
Good. Oh, yeah. We have some.
What, no bagels?
We have some of the best vending machines in North America in this dump known as Westwood, too. Let's talk to.
Hey, hold on 1 second.
Oh, yes.
What? Jeff, you want to show Drew your dick?
Why would I want to do that?
You got a bunch of, I don't know. I heard there's a bunch of stuff in it or something.
Piercings in it or something.
If you guys want to see it.
I don't want to see it. Drew, do you want to see it?
No, you just describe
it. It's a Christmas tree.
My imagination's pretty good.
It's good radio to see it, though.
Yeah, to get our reactions.
Yeah, but what if we just pretended like we saw it?
All right, here we go. You just got to see it because I can't really explain it.
All right, here we go. All right, there we go.
You don't have to hold it to the mic, actually.
It'd be good if you hit it onto the mic.
Oh, yeah. Wait. It's just like the two piercings? The two?
Yeah, it's just one that goes right through the
middle. Drew, see, you're a doctor, but now I'm a fag. you see what I'm saying? Like,
Oh, my God. That looks so goddamn painful.
Actually, it bled pretty bad.
I mean, literally, if you had an arrow sticking through your skull, I would have been less effective.
Yeah.
You know, and you could have slid it back and forth.
Right? Yeah, like Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, tell us the two piercings, Jeff. I mean,
there's a big old high one's caliber Prince Albert.
Yeah, one's a Prince Albert, and the other one's an Ampelang.
But the Ampelang's usually lowered more, closer to the nut.
Is it? Usually. Oh, those are the painful ones.
Well,
the ones that go back down the shaft a little
farther
down.
Yours look very painful.
Well, it didn't feel good, but it wasn't really that bad.
Is it called Ampelang?
Ampelang.
Ampelang's are the barbells going across.
Yeah, how do you, what is that,
Ampelang, I'm guessing here.
And you got a bar going through your dork. You don't even know how to spell it.
He calls it Will.
Do they have to numb that up?
No, they just actually put a clamp like the Ampelang one. They put a clamp on it.
Right.
And there's like kind of they just squeeze the clamp as hard as they can. But I mean, it's like you can't really squeeze it that hard, right?
Right.
And it's like two separate pieces of skin, really, because it goes into the middle hole, like through the urethra.
It goes through the urethra.
Yeah. So that it actually, you know, most piercings only take like a split second to pierce things.
Right.
That one actually took a while because they had to slowly go into the middle and then they had to find the hole and then slowly.
When you pee.
Oh God.
It's all over. It's a rain bird.
Actually, I actually peed all over my pants today during this photo shoot, and I tried to hide it from everybody.
Is there any leakage?
No, it's horrible. Just rips out the bottom, like because there's an extra hole right where the PA is. And because it kind of gauges itself because it stretches randomly throughout the day.
Because it's moving around in there. It's sort of yoking it out like when you take a drill bit and enlarge the hole.
I'm just thinking how you can't handle the hassle of, like, personal hygiene. How would you handle this?
It actually cleans itself.
Adam.
I have to kill myself.
No, I mean just the dealing with leaking and spraying. It just wouldn't happen with you.
Well, let me try. I can't even put socks on. I'm so goddamn lazy. I couldn't imagine the Ampelang. Oh, and the Prince Albert. Oh, and what about... seriously, what about the airport? I just flew to Vegas. I flew home from Vegas yesterday.
Oh my God.
I flew there, and both times there and back, got pulled aside, had to put my arms out, got the wand, you know, with the metal detector and everything. You get the wand on the groin?
Yeah, since they kind of, you know, since the 9/11 thing, they kind of upgraded the little wand things.
Right.
It's beeped before, but it's really not.
What do you have to do? Go in the back room and show them what's beeping?
No, I just tell them, like, oh, okay.
That's cool. Okay. Oh, any terrorists listening? That's the way to pack your pants with explosives. I got an Ampelang.
I'm sorry. It rarely beeps though, because it's such little metal in such a little area.
Yeah, it seems like a decent amount. Now, the area is small, but
a tiny little area.
The metal seems fairly substantial there.
He's got some heavy caliber stuff going.
Now, what do you do? Yeah. Do you use special condoms for sex? Do you use the heavy duty kind?
No, not really.
Because they make them, right, Drew?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Wouldn't that rip up a vagina?
It never has before.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. So we're just crossing my fingers.
And yes, there are tip reinforced condoms for what you got.
Tip reinforced. I'll remember the piercing places.
They got them.
The piercing tip reinforced.
Like the reinforced knees on the tough skin jeans.
Yeah, same idea. Yeah.
Sort of that.
For kids,
but
like knee pads.
Play a little rough.
Pads. Got a pocket if you want to take them off.
Now you must have to. Well, I don't know if you have a steady girlfriend or what the deal is, but
do you
ever surprise the lady with just kind of jewelry down there?
Pop it in there. No.
Hey, like, and you got to give them a heads up, right?
Yeah,
you got to tell what's happening. Cool.
And how does oral sex work with that? They like rip, you know, like.
Oh, that's a good question.
My girlfriend now doesn't like the oral sex thing.
Yeah. Adam.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Like no with piercing. It with it in there, but I just take it out, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
both of them?
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Both girlfriends?
No, both one. Piercings can come in and take out?
Yeah, both are out. You just unscrew them.
Oh, my God.
I'm old, but this to me is like taking a sledgehammer to a Ferrari. It just putting holes in your dork. It doesn't compute for me, especially with the oral sex now. I mean, oh, my God. Okay, I'm over this now, though. I'm ready to move on. I'm going to need to see the penis later.
I'll show you later. Just ask me.
In the parking lot?
What's going to go on with it?
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about what I'm going to do with it, Drew. You know, right. Once in a while, I like to see some
penis in
the parking lot. It's cool. Yeah. Lou?
Yeah.
You're 29?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Am I too young to use Viagra?
Not if you have a medical problem. What's the nature of your impotence?
It's quick ejaculations, I think.
All right, well, Viagra's not going to do anything for that.
It doesn't?
No.
But does it get you going for this round two? Will it help you out for round two?
It might.
Exactly.
Do you have a problem with round two such as it is?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Once round one happens, it's like if I'm not completely asleep, I can't do round two.
If you're not completely asleep.
Yeah, if I don't pass out and go to sleep, I can't do round two.
You know, you have to sleep in between.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be asleep with an erection.
No, just nothing happened. I mean...
You see what I'm saying here?
He falls asleep immediately,
so you're going to still fall asleep immediately.
Well, I don't know if he falls asleep immediately, but he can't do round two unless he sleeps in between.
I see.
Is that right, Lou?
Yeah, pretty much.
Could you sleep for 15 or 20 minutes?
Yeah, but, you know, if I sleep for 15 or 20 minutes, I'm pretty much done for the night.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Do you have any medical problems?
Not really, not... anything that should affect that, I don't know.
You have a girlfriend?
What's your medical problem?
It's gastrointestinal.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I have girlfriends. I see different people and different...
All right, so you don't have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm seeing a girl.
Right now?
I have a girlfriend, but I'm seeing a girl, yeah.
That's steady, so...
All right.
But it's just more of a...
All right, there's one person you're seeing...
Primarily.
Yeah.
All right.
One person.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ. What the hell is that? Yeah, I see multiple people, and there's one person you're seeing primarily?
One person
no,
primarily?
Yes, no.
One
no.
person primarily?
Yes, but no.
You got to give me that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Lou, how long have you been seeing this one person?
Weeks.
All right. Okay, maybe you want to work it out with her. It's much healthier to just figure it out in the relationship.
Have you had sex with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Luke, seriously, and maybe she's not somebody that wants to go on and on. Or maybe, again, together you can kind of work things out a little bit. And if there's still a problem, then you can talk to somebody about Viagra. But it doesn't make sense to me to take a medication for something that might be able to be worked out in a steady relationship.
And the Viagra may not work in this. What if you take care of yourself before sex?
Well, yeah, that's the other question I had. It's like, is that the only other alternative I have?
That's a good alternative. That's not the only other one. That's how you manage yourself.
You beat off a half hour before you have sex, right?
Okay.
Yeah?
How dare you, Adam? Okay.
What do you mean? I like beating off. I wish I had an excuse to beat off before sex.
but the thing is, it's like I don't have the drive anymore.
After you beat off.
What if you... After or before or it's... I mean, my sexual drive is pretty much null and void.
All right. Well, again, have that evaluated. Viagra is not going to help that at all.
And I don't understand why you have no sexual drive, but you're having the orgasm in the first minute if you have no sexual drive.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be from a previous relationship to where sex was more of a job than actually enjoyable.
There's a lot going on here.
This is a real call.
He's sort of aversive to sex because he's a figure he's going to fall off quick. He had a bad relationship. Right. He just came out of. He's got interpersonal issues. There's a lot going on here, Lou.
All right, Lou, so what, a doctor?
Yeah, I think a therapist, if you really want to get
into
it.
How about a therapist, Lou?
Hey, I just wanted to know where I should go.
I'd say I go therapy on this one. Yeah. Seems there's some issues floating around, sweet Lou.
The interpersonal stuff. Got to figure out why that's happening.
Yeah. Mm. Let's talk to Nick, who's 19. Nick?
How you doing?
Good. You're on with the used.
Oh. I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been dating my girlfriend now for like about a month and a half, and we are sexually active, and I was at her house actually not this Friday, but not this last Friday, but one before, and we were sitting in our hot tub, and she told me that like the heat of the water will kill your sperm, and that you don't have to wear a condom, you can have sex. And like, I have no worries about it because it will kill the sperm up for 72 hours.
Right.
Right.
You believe that?
That's what I was clarifying because we had unprotected sex.
You better get to the morning after pill immediately. Have you ever heard of an organization saying here's a good way to have contraceptive? Have sex in a hot tub. No, it doesn't do anything to have sex in a hot tub. Nothing.
Oh, you should have called us before you nailed her, by the way.
Get the morning after pill, all right? Call 1-800-NOT-TOO-LATE, N-O-T, number 2, late.
Okay.
Get the morning after pill for her and just try to decrease the chances of this becomes a pregnancy.
This is one of the things we'd sell a shame on, by the way, right?
Oh, it would be sort of the shame on logo would have the morning after pill as part
the
of it.
The O would look like the morning after pill.
Absolutely. It would say prevent.
I kind of wanted to make it look like a Quaalude, Drew. I will work that out with the other board members investors.
Well, it could be a variable.
It could change or it could spin around. Why don't signs spin around anymore? Does someone who decided that was a horrible idea? I liked it when signs turned.
Yeah.
Like, do we not possess the technology to turn signs anymore? What happened? Like, now signs are just sort of crappy vinyl banners and sort of generic print. This stuff used to turn. Remember that? Like, the big round signs, like the big A&M Records thing, and stuff would turn around. Yeah. You could actually...
Or there'd be a sign, and there'd be something circular turning within the sign.
Ooh. Yeah, or like the Marlboro sign, like smoke would puff out in the 50s and stuff. Like, I don't know if it was Lucky Strikes or something like that. Like, signs used to do stuff. Well, they just kind of sit there.
You could bring it back.
I'd like to bring back the sign that did something.
Right.
The save shame on sign. That's going to move.
Do all kinds of things. Smoke.
Do everything.
Sperm, big shower. Like on the hour. Big. Well, I don't know if we could actually use semen. We can work that out. But we take take like tapioca pudding and mix it with low-fat milk or something and a concoction that just sprays the sidewalk out of... let's see, what is there an I in her? No, Shayla. We'd have to work out the letter that actually spray. Maybe come out of the center of the O.
Mm-hmm.
Just spray. Shame on drugstore. It's gonna be great. You guys want in?
We want in.
I'm down now.
Yeah, because I mean we're looking for investors.
We're
down.
I think you should change the name. Shame Mart.
Shame Mart.
Shameless. Shame Mart. But we thought the shame on.
Yeah.
Sort of a
shame on.
Call to arms. Store.
Right. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You got a question for the band?
Yeah, actually I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I had actually two small questions. First of all, I was wondering, like, my favorite song on the CD is Pieces Mended, and I was, like, wondering, like, if there was, like, an experience that, like, inspired you guys to, like, write that song.
Well, I think, are you talking, like, lyrically or just, like, kind of as a whole? Like, I don't know which, I mean, the song really, it has a lot of different meaning, I think, for each of us, and... it's really weird. I mean, we spent a whole summer writing pretty much every song on that record, and I think a lot of the experience that happened really blended into one, and I think with that experience was a lot with had to do with Bert and a girl that he was with leaving, and I think he, as she left, like, I think he kind of was still attached, and he just needed to have some closure, and I think that was kind of, I could kind of tell where that was coming from, but for me, I think I was taking a big step in my life, and I don't know, I think, you know, so there's definitely closure there for that, for me, but...
It's actually my favorite song, too.
Yeah, it's
on
record, yeah.
So, last song on the CD, usually that song's supposed to suck.
Well, it's the best. You gotta close it, then you want to listen to it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the CD? What is the CD strategy? Like, hold on a second, I got a better question than whenever your next one is, Christina.
Hit it.
All right? I've never really thought about this. I have a number. Like, I usually like number 7 or number 9 on CDs. I don't know why it just happens that way. But you want to put a good one at the top, right?
You want to start strong.
You want to start strong. Yeah. But and maybe you guys don't know it, is there an overall CD strategy? Like, you have 12 random songs. Best number one? Third best, the last one?
Songs kind of blend into each other really well, too.
It just matters the song?
I've noticed that some CDs I have at home, it's like number 7, like you were saying, is like the best song on the album. It's like the middle song. It's like,
yeah,
seems like the peak of the album. But
I mean, is it become like a relay team where you want to put your fastest guy first and then your second fastest guy last to anchor the thing and your medium guy's in the middle? You guys,
I don't know.
There's no answer to this, evidently. Yeah. But you say finish strong.
Finish strong, right. Like, and that's not really the ending, though.
There's a secret
trick.
It's a secret ending.
Right. Get into it.
There's water on this table.
Well, let's hear something from the used. Let's hear,
Buried Myself Alive.
Yeah, but that's number 6.
Oh, that's good.
And now, not for me.
You
whatever.
Number 7?
That's not my strong slot. 7's my strong slot.
What makes 7 so good?
I don't know. I just started noticing it on all the CDs I have, or the 7th song was always my favorite song.
7th inning.
Yeah, I have no idea. All right. But let's listen to 6, and, you know, maybe I'll change my mind. All right. This is called Buried Myself Alive.
Slides. You almost made me cry again this time.
Used, everybody. Off the CD, The Used. And you can find where these guys are touring and any other information you want to know about the band by just going to www.theused.net.
Shame on .net.
Oh, Drew says on line three, there's someone who is telling me that there is a Shame On type store in Vegas. Billy?
Oh, no. Yeah, hey.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Dude, they got that store in Vegas.
It's
seriously like what you're talking about. You know, they got the wine for the working man and the rolling papers, and they're probably going to soon have Drew's flavored condoms there. It's called Condoms to Go.
Yeah, I know, but this is that's a head shop.
Well, yeah, but
there's not a pharmacy. You can't buy crab shampoo there.
I don't know.
You can't buy herpes medication there.
Well, you probably could have. I don't know.
No, no. You're talking about a liquor store / head shop.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
All right, Billy.
But, yeah, stoner. Well, just calling to let you know.
How much weed do you smoke, Billy?
I don't.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Who are you kidding with that laugh?
No, I'm serious.
Well, he might not. He might.
All right, what do you do? You got to do something?
What?
All right, Billy, but I appreciate the call.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they got the idea here. You describe that again.
I'm trying to say this is a pharmacy that caters to people who have uncomfortable problems, yeah, such as herpes and crabs.
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoid pillows, all the ass stuff, all the diaper stuff. Yeah. There's nothing worse than you going into the pharmacy to get something funky and being sandwiched in between a guy's buying a cane and another guy's buying some decongestant or something like that.
Zovirax.
You got some herpy medication. You got the penis pump. You know what I mean? And this stuff, a lot of this stuff, and you have to go to the pharmacist, unfortunately, to get the, like, the crab shampoo that's effective.
But
and that
it wouldn't
kind of
be a sex store. Not, you can stay away from that stuff.
No, but we would sell Viagra and, you know, and all that stuff, like stuff you inject in your penis to get the erection and all that kind of stuff.
Pepavirine, good times.
Yeah, sell all that.
We'd have instruction
good
there.
Times.
And the other thing is that it open 8 a.m. to 4, 8 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Right, that's those are the hours.
So if you run into somebody at 2 in the morning, you really both can look the other way. Neither of you can be there for good reason. Right.
And it's not open when the sun is up.
No.
The street lights have to be on.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. And it shifts during daylight savings, too.
Mm-hmm.
Street lights, it's open street light to street light.
Mm-hmm.
When they go on, it opens.
Yeah.
And if people standing out front wanting to get in, I'll just be looking at the street light going, no, I got to wait till that goes on.
That's great.
And I tell the guy who works there, you cannot leave until the light goes off.
It's great.
The Used is here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Sum 41 in here tomorrow night. Then System of a Down. The Used is here tonight. Jeff and Quinn are both in here taking Bert and Brandon's place. And again, www.theused.net is the place to go to find out any information you want about the band, including tour dates. All right, let's go back and speak to Jessica, who's 20. Jessica?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How do we make a boy's sperm taste better? My boyfriend and my friend Carrie's boyfriend think that pineapple juice helps, but we don't think it does.
Yeah, I think, Jessica, you're probably in the majority there. I mean, there's almost nothing to make that too. There's sort of things that can make it worse, but there's not really much to make it better.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like we talk about. It's like you want to make your poo taste better, so you eat just whipped cream and caramel. It's still going to be a mess down there, isn't it?
It's
still poo.
That guy's ring, oops.
Oh, yeah, C-ring.
Slip.
Yeah.
Penis ring.
Yeah.
Why doesn't his girlfriend like it?
I don't know, you tell me.
Your girlfriend does like it, right? Or
yeah, she loves it.
Not for oral sex, though.
Not for oral.
The oral thing she said was kind of weird.
What?
Was it clink on her teeth or something?
That's what she said.
Oh.
Yeah, if she has teeth, it has to. I mean, it's like going down on a chandelier.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It could.
God.
Well,
on a chandelier.
Well, I mean, it's going to be, there's going to be trouble there. And, you know, she's a young gal. She still has her retainer. And so there's difficulties.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
How do they feel about, like, butt sex, the Used, that is?
The Used? How do they feel about butt sex?
Yeah, like
with guys or girls?
either or. Is Quinn into that kind of stuff, like fingers in his butt?
Fingers in my butt.
Tell us a story about fingers in your butt, Quinn.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That's a really good story. Tell us about that.
I can't go into it. I had knuckle surgery about 3 weeks ago, and I swore my doctor I wouldn't tell anything. I don't know.
Is that your bag or not? You into that?
No.
Most guys are not into that. I don't know, guys. Most males not into having things put in them.
No. All right, and Jessica.
Yeah.
All right. Is this a bogus call? He's just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
This is bogus. That's why I had to give your friend's name and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, screwball. It's nice to know that. I there's got to be a guy putting the girl up to it, though.
Of course.
It's never a girl's idea to do the bogus calls. It just isn't. It's not in their genes. They don't have it. There's always a guy. Behind any evil, there's a man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So who cares? But let's talk about fingers in the ass for a second.
Oh, please.
Nah, I'm not a fan of that myself. I'm too self-conscious about that.
But even if you really liked it. I mean, even if you weren't self-conscious, you wouldn't really like it, would you?
I don't think I would, but maybe I would. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Here's the problem. The part, there's a certain part where it should start feeling good, like they massage the prostate or something.
No.
Drew says no, but all right, I'll just say for the sake of argument, once they get up to the second knuckle, there's some pleasure at that point, but I'm too uncomfortable to break through to that point. They got to get through a barrier of hair and, leftover, this residue. There's a toilet. There might be a gym sock or something in there from high school.
No.
Yeah, that's a noise I would make. I couldn't see it. I mean, I think this is something that's in women's magazines.
Purely, exclusively.
I don't know any guy who's admitted to really liking this. And I'm sure they're out there.
They're out there, but it's a minority.
Okay. You're saying only the Mexicans?
No, it's just a small number of guys.
Right. Oh.
What's going on?
Let's just figure out what this is. She has wooden shoes on and she's dancing.
She's pumping a super soaker, I think. Sasha?
Hello.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
You got it all right. I'm pumping a super soaker.
Yeah.
About to have a good time.
Yeah.
What is going on over there?
Are you a stripper?
No, I'm not a stripper.
What do you do? Do you have one of those jobs where you agree with people all the time?
No, I'm a mail lady, actually.
A mail carrier?
Yeah. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
It sucks being called a male lady.
What was the...
It's like,
I'm a hetero faggot. It's just like, it doesn't sound right. You know what I mean?
Come on.
It just sounds weird, you know? It sounds like a contradiction.
Sasha, what were you doing there?
What was I doing what?
What were we hearing?
Oh, I told you, I pumped in my super soaker.
Didn't sound like a super soaker to me.
Sasha, you got to tell us what you're doing.
We're going to hang up on you.
Typing on the computer, actually.
All
right.
That was my first guess.
Yeah. All right, then.
So what's up?
Okay. My thing is, I have genital warts, and I've had them for a few months, and the guy that I was sexually active with, it was only one guy, and then I, felt some bumps, and I was like, what's going on? So I went to my regular gynecologist, and she told me that it was genital warts, and she referred me to another gynecologist to have them go frozen off. And so they froze them off and nothing happened. And I asked my first gynecologist if she thought that I gave them to myself because I had a wart on my finger. And the guy that I was with didn't have genital warts at the time, and he still doesn't. So that's like the thing, and I was only with the one guy.
Guys can have it and you not see a wart.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you know whether he had it or not?
Well, there wasn't any visual warts.
That's fine. That doesn't mean he doesn't have the virus.
True just said that, right?
You can have the virus and not see any warts.
Yeah, that's true. But I had the wart on my finger, and I wasn't sure what it was, and I was kind of playing with it. And the way that genital warts get spread are from when they break, and you probably know that they go to other places. They spread.
That's not true. Yeah.
That's not true.
They just flat out spread. They just spread contiguously.
They don't seem to go from your fingers either.
They don't tend to go from the finger. They don't have to break. It's on the surface. The virus is shed from the surface without.
Maybe I'm going to like some like
psycho doctors or something, because I've gone to 3 doctors now, and the first doctor I asked about it said that I could have spread it from my finger.
There is such a thing, but it's very unusual. What's not unusual is for a guy to have the wart virus and not have any visible warts.
Okay.
So that's what you've got here. Your friend has the virus.
Okay. And also, she's had it, I've had it for a couple months,
Wait a minute, what was this? She's had it, I've had it?
Sorry, I've been drinking. It's, you said your friend has it, so sorry. Yeah. But no, I've been to the doctor like 4 times for it, and I got them frozen off the first time, and then I've had acid the last 3 times, and like half of them go away, and then they just come back again in different spots.
Right, you can't totally eliminate this virus.
Yeah, it'll be in my body for forever, I know that.
Well, not necessarily forever. Some of them go away after 5 years. The certain percentage of them go away within 3 to 5 years. The persistent ones, though, are the ones that tend to be associated with cervical cancer.
Sasha, let me ask you a more important question for me.
Uh-huh.
You carry mail, right?
Right.
How come I can't, who do I got to blow to stop getting the junk mail over at the house?
You
went through this before.
Blow me.
I know. I got to blow you?
I run everything at the post office. You know that, right?
You got them warts. I'll use the dental dam and go down on you if you can convince my mail carrier not to bring me the junk mail. But is there anything you can do?
Yeah, you just put a note in your mailbox to ask them to stop putting in the junk mail. Just say, all I want is first-class mail.
Right, but I put a note on there, more than one note. I got a sign on the goddamn mailbox that says, no junk mail. And I still get the 33-page catalog for the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right. Your mail carrier is a jackass, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
You brought this up once before, and somebody said you have to go down to the post office and file a thing.
What should I just say first-class mail only?
Yeah.
And should I get the guy a bottle of booze or something? I mean, should I buy him off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you get, what do you expect around Christmas time?
Give him a gift certificate to shame on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get some charcoal inserts for the shoes and a crab cup.
That'll work too.
Yeah, what do you expect on Christmas, during Christmas time?
You know, I haven't been doing this. This is my first Christmas.
All right.
Oh, she's 19. Right. She's 19.
I don't know. She could have started when she was 4. Mm-hmm. What do I know?
Paper route.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everyone says you should give your mailman something, but my feeling is I put that goddamn thing that said no junk mail on about a year ago, and I've been getting more junk mail now, so F him. And what do you got to do? Tip the garbage man? Tip the mailman? Where's the tipping end? Goddamn garbage man come at 6:15 in the morning, they get nothing. Fill that garbage with rocks. That's what I give them this year. It's driving me nuts. I don't want to talk to Laura. Let's talk to, we got to take a break, actually.
All right.
Alexis?
Ooh.
How's your phone doing?
Good.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I beg to differ.
We'll work on this during the break.
All right, Alexis?
Our crack crew will get on the electronics.
Now, let's see, snorted nitrous oxide at a park? You can't snort nitrous, can you?
It means huffs it, I think.
All right. Jay?
Yeah?
You huff some nitrous at a party?
Yeah, we were inhaling nitrous off a tank of nitrous at a party.
You put it in your mouth, though, right?
No, we were filling balloons with it and sucking the balloons.
In your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I said in your mouth. And you went, no, we put it in balloons.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I can't stand that part of this show. So you suck it all in the balloon. I did that when I was in high school.
Yeah, what are the effects of it? Does it, like, make you dumber or anything?
Obviously. Could end up in radio, yeah.
You got to do a lot of it to really be hurt by it, provided you survive the inhalation, because there can be heart rhythm problems and things like that.
You pass out and whack your head on the side of the toilet or something.
Yeah, that happened to my friend.
You can fall down, bang yourself pretty good. You can have a heart rhythm problem and die. But the more serious stuff is after heavy use, so.
Yeah. It's okay to do a couple times?
Yeah, Drew said it was fine. Tell your folks, Drew said... No, you shouldn't do it, Jay. You shouldn't do it. But, yes, we will sell the nitrous propellant capsules at the Shame On, as well as the balloon and the apparatus that pierces it. Right, but don't do it. It's bad, right, Drew?
Mm.
You know the thing about being a human? It's like, are we the only animal that can fall over and die?
If we're hitting ourselves?
Yeah, like if a cheetah tipped over or a rhino tips over, nothing happens, right?
Right.
We could whack our head on something and that's it. Yeah. Like, all we got is, like, we're the only animal that if we slip on a floor, we're gone.
What about a giraffe, though? I don't know.
Ah!
It seems like it's got a mile to fall.
It seems like a giraffe would be a candidate. But I mean, like insects. Insects, you throw them out of your window, they fall 20 stories, they're fine. They don't even know what happened. And like a dog, you know, cats and stuff like fall off roofs and stuff that it would really be the equivalent of like 10, 15 stories for them. No problem at all.
Yeah, but a whale hits ground, game over.
And if a whale gets beached.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Touche, Drew. It's interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. We'll take a little break. The Used is here tonight, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Jeff and Quinn are both here from The Used.
Rocking it.
Sum 41 tomorrow night, then System of a Down the night after that. And if you want to find out more about The Used, go to www.theused.net. All right, let's talk to some folks. Chris?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
Good, you're 23. What's up?
Well, I was wanting to ask a question about a problem that I'm not sure if it's a problem or not with my wife. When we're having sex, she likes, we've always liked rough sex.
Uh-huh.
Just recently, she likes it when I start choking her, and then, like, during the midst of being choked, she'll ask me to hit her.
Right.
Now, is that a problem with her? I mean, because it turns me on. I don't mind it. But I don't know if there's something underlying there that I should be concerned with. Or
really normal, perfectly healthy. What kind of hitting?
I've usually got to restrain myself because I'll usually try to light tap her in the face, and she'll always ask me to do it harder. Ooh.
And she wants it in the face, huh?
Donkey punch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
that usually smacks of something up.
Yeah, it's the kinds of things that are associated with this are physical abuse in childhood and addiction sometimes. Certain kind of people that need higher levels of arousal in order to experience themselves sexually.
Well, a lot of women like a little rough trade.
Yeah, but this
a
is...
A little hair tugging.
This is the real thing.
Little ass slapping.
Yeah.
Little, you know you love it.
Well, see, that's what it started out as.
But I was getting, I don't. Yeah, no, you know you love it. No, Adam, seriously, I don't.
Get the crap out.
I give it like a 4 at best. So what's that, Chris?
I said it started out kind of just like, you know, ass smacking and pulling the hair, and I figured, what the hell, that was normal.
Yeah.
When she started asking me to choke her, I kind of was like, all right, you know, I can deal with this.
And well, again, it's that up in the ante part of it that is the addictive or sort of the arousal needs.
Yeah,
and it comes from somewhere. In order, if somebody has to experience these things in order to be sexual, in order to have a sexual experience.
Speaking of up the ante, does she want it in the rear end at all?
We played with I can play with like a small vibrator up there. She likes that.
Mm-hmm.
She don't really like the E going up there.
Right.
Like we'll do it some. Like while I'm in, in her vaginal, she'll take a little
vibrant,
a little pocket rocket type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We sell
those. We will carry that stuff, yeah.
Mile 9.
All right. Hey, Chris?
Yes?
Do you think she was abused at all?
I don't think she was, not physically. I don't think she was ever beaten. Her dad's a pretty a mellow guy, I guess you could say.
Really? That's her biological dad? You know him?
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah, so that I know of.
All right.
Have you ever asked her about it?
Yeah, I've kind of brought it up to her, and she says she likes it.
Yeah,
we know that, but I mean,
that's all she says. That's all she says about it. She don't really go into detail.
Now, here's the thing, Chris. You don't want this to escalate to a point where you're putting a trash bag over her head and beating her with a sack of doorknobs.
Or she is, you are actually choking her. Before. You know, people die with that.
Yeah, you kill people this way, and then it gets really weird in court because her family's like there and stuff, and you're like, Your Honor, it's just effing her, and she liked that because she was a naughty girl, and her mom's like crying out in the thing, and there's a little rectal play and sperm humiliation, or what I would call sperm humiliation, but that was about it. They'll give you like manslaughter or something. It's a scary road to go down, Chris.
So just basically, just make sure it kind of doesn't.
And it is
what it is.
Well, it's also a way of it speaks about how much difficult she has being intimate, and it's taking her further away from the intimacy and more into the arousal.
Yeah, eventually it's going to lead somewhere.
Yeah.
Alexis?
Yeah.
You got a question for the used?
Uh-huh.
Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. I have a question for you. I know that both of you guys weren't LDS and that you were raised in Utah County.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I know that that's predominantly Mormon area because I'm from there. And so I was wondering what it was like to...
Where are you from, by the way? Where are you from?
Provo.
Where am I from?
Yeah, what city?
You're a Provo girl,
Provo.
Huh?
Provo. Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Okay.
Yeah. So I was wondering what it was like. How, like, you were stereotyped anyway or judged anyway or what?
As how? Not being Mormon?
Yeah.
I grew up with, a really, I don't know, I didn't go to Scouts because I always wanted to hang out with my, you know, all my friends and go to Scouts and do that kind of thing, and it was like, I couldn't really do that, and then the question started coming, why don't you come to Scouts with us? And it started with something like that when I was a kid, and then I found a friend that wasn't, you know, and ended up, he started smoking cigarettes, and, that was against scout honor code, so couldn't hang out. No, but I don't know. I just found some friends.
Is this scout regular Boy Scout or is this like Mormon Scout?
It's regular Boy Scout, but it's Mormon in the church. Scouts.
In the Mormon church kind of thing. I had the same thing. I was an Eagle Scout, but
really,
look at me, Eagle Scout right now.
Oh man, imagine the badge you'd put that kind of iron through your penis.
For my
yeah.
Oh, but oh, I mean, it was weird for me because everybody there was. I don't know. Everybody there was Mormon. They always tried to push it on me. I just ignored them.
Really?
Yeah. I just ignored pretty much everybody that bugged me with that kind of questions.
Why? Alexis, are you getting pressured?
Am I getting pressured?
Yeah.
No, I grew up LDS my whole life, but I am not active.
What's your last name?
Adams.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
The people, well, they probably knew someone named Alexis from Provo.
Yeah.
So no one cares what you are, what you're not.
Well, I get pressure from, like, my family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of bugs me. And then, like, my friends that I went to high school with, they are like, why don't you go to church anymore and all this stuff? And it's just something that I don't feel as...
Yeah, well, maybe it's time to move out of town.
Oh, yeah.
A place.
For sure.
Because I remember the same pressures growing up in North Hollywood. Everyone was into Santeria, and, you know, I wasn't into killing chickens. And I can remember being ostracized from a lot of the North Hollywood people that way for not sacrificing farm animals.
Did you even try it, though?
I tried it.
It's not your bag.
I tried to fit in. I tried slaughtering chickens on that, in the temple and that kind of stuff. But the whole Santorian thing just wasn't for me. Drew, do you have any religious pressures growing up?
I did go through a Wiccan phase, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phase. Call 14 years a phase? Yeah.
Really? Honestly?
No.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Drew. Seriously? A little Wiccan?
No.
Is there any dude Wiccans? It's just fat chicks, isn't it? The whole idea of being Wiccan is trying to get a potion together so you can get some fat chick laid. I mean, that's Wiccan in a nutshell for me.
Got to do a lap in the mall right around the Hot Topic area and see which usually where you find them.
The Wiccans, yeah.
Yep, the Wiccans.
Get me one of them Wiccans. They're good. They're hardy girls. They're good for birthing. You know, they got this. They're good stock. Like if you want to give birth to a good nose tackle or something like that, you want your kid to play Pop Warner football, you get yourself a Wiccan. Nice sturdy girl built like Warren Sapp.
What?
Crank out a kid not even knowing. Oh yes. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. The Used is in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. That's the show. Where did the time go? Some 41 and System of Down in here in the next couple days. I want to thank Bert, Jeff, Brandon, and Quinn all in here from The Used. And go to www.theused.net and find out more information about the band. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good seeing you again. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Is Quinn into that kind of stuff, like fingers in his butt?
Fingers in my butt.
Tell us the story about fingers in your butt, Quinn.
Yeah, that's it's a good story.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.